Rick, go ahead and start us off with your opening thoughts, and then we'll open up questions after that.
Well, opening thoughts, I'm proud of this group for being able to pull out the championship this year. We talk a lot about tournament run. We kind of break the season up into three segments, going up to the preseason, up to the holidays, and of course the city, that tournament that we play in. And in the second half of the season where we finish up, and then ultimately it's about the tournament run. You know, and it's nice to be able to sit up here with such a great group of players and ladies. This team is extremely close, so it's nice to be able to win a state championship with them again. I thought I give a lot of credit to North Harrison. I thought they played exceptionally well. There were times that they were pretty physical, and I'm not sure how well we reacted to that, but we stepped up and did what we needed to do at the right times.
That included Ms. Harris there, and when the score was tied with 5 minutes to go, she kind of picked up her game some more there. How important was that stretch?
That's why she's a Miss Basketball candidate. And if you watch the game, it's not about just scoring points. It's about trying to do everything defensively, offensively on our team. She could score more points if we would do things that kind of isolate her a little bit, but that's not what our program's about, and that's not what Ty's about. So the 27 points she had was just a fantastic day, especially being under the weather for a week, missing 3 days of school and practices, but we don't use that as an excuse because you got to go out and play it.
Talk about how I think it was a three-point game and he had the key steal and took it well on a breakaway late. How did that change pretty much to get the momentum back in your guys' favor?
Well, our program is based on transition first, and we hope to get about 53% transition points, and then the balance of the points would come off of half-court sets. We didn't get that today, partly because they got back and they were playing an amoeba-type defense where three people down the middle. And again, I give them a lot of credit for their defensive pressure. We kept talking about trying to, one, rebound, because we started out extremely slow rebounding. We were out-rebounding the first quarter 14-7. You know, and that just shouldn't happen. And if you don't rebound, it's hard then to get into your transition. But I think ultimately we opened the game up with some transition points. It'd been nice to make a couple more of those layups there at the end. But that's exactly how we're designing our system.
Ty, did you feel like you had to turn it on there late when the score was tough?
Our team just got together and we had to just finish the deal.
They went on a 14-4 or a 15-4 run, I believe it was, in the third quarter. What were some of the keys that were able to get them back into that game?
Well, I thought we broke down a little bit defensively. The matchup zone, that's kind of our staple, didn't work quite as well. We let them penetrate it in. It should have been a tighter zone with stepping out on the shooters, so we opened up some windows there, and they took advantage of that. And I thought they did a good job with that movement, getting inside the zone. We were doing some change up as far as the zone and man-to-man and different type of defenses. In the first half, second quarter, we were pretty aggressively. Then we, quite honestly, I think we went a little bit soft with it. Whether we got tired, I don't know. But in the end, we started changing up the defenses, and I think that helped us get into ultimately the transition that we needed.
Was your defensive pressure ultimately the difference? You forced 23 turnovers, and a lot of those were just in the half court, in the backcourt, and taking them out of their offense.
Well, that's based on the type of man-to-man that we're running. One man-to-man defense that we would run, we don't expect a lot of turnovers. The aggressive, what we call a D-up type defense, it's a very aggressive defense. We're trying to turn the ball over. So I guess in hindsight, that probably was pretty effective for us.
Talk about how you guys were able to shut Burson down, shooting 5-13 today.
Good defense. We really weren't focused on any one player because in scouting and watching what they do, they have a well-balanced team. So we weren't necessarily focused on any one player. We were trying to do a combination of the man-to-man defenses I talked about, and then in the second half we started going to some of the matchup zones. So we really didn't focus on any one particular player from North Harrison. It was more about our team defense that we were focused on.
Ty, this is the seventh state championship for this program, which is a state record. So there's a long history there. How much do you think that factors into just the year-to-year success and sort of that building that tradition and carrying it forward with this group?
Well, our team motto is continue the tradition, so we're just going to take it step by step, and next year they're going to continue it.
Ray, for you, what do you think about that seventh championship and it being a state record, just what that says about this program?
Well, I've been asked about that, and it's, I would say two things. One, it's exciting to be able to do that, but more importantly, it's nice to be able to bring different teams, different personalities. The teams have personalities. There are individuals that have personalities, to be able to let them experience that. You know, there'll be a day when I kind of sit back and maybe enjoy it a little bit, but quite honestly, it's not about what I've done as a coach. It's about the different teams that have been able to come in and accomplish these things. You know, it's the student athlete at Heritage Christian that we really favor. It's nice to be able to have different girls go through the program and achieve those state championships.
Any other questions? Coach, ladies, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.